welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Scott and Becky are challenged by Rob to discover his secret wine, which happens to be El Enemigo Cab Franc. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight is a special night because it's my birthday.
It's your birthday.
That's true. I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
It's good to be here on your birthday.
And I am joined by the Triple B.
Good evening. Happy birthday.
Thank you. On tonight's show, folks, normally we might have an ultra premium wine, something crazy from the vault. I didn't want to do that because I'm mean. Maybe next week we'll do that. We might do that. On tonight's show, though, we are doing the secret wine. Now, on the open, you know what the secret wine is. If you listen to the open, don't skip over every 15 seconds. Listen to it. Skip back. Find out. So on tonight's show, Becky and Scott are going to work together as a duo, a dynamic duo. Sometimes they're quite good. Other times when it's a Croatian wine that is obvious, they can't get it.
Batman.
But on tonight's show, we're going to do...
one of the most mad times I've been on the wine.
You were pretty angry about that. That was a decent wine. Was it Vanek? How did you not know that? That's just silly.
How did we not know that?
I know.
I mean, you were angry, but I have to say that I've seen you much more angry than that on the wine.
Have
vault.
I?
You have been.
Yeah.
It's probably when Scott's been sexist. But... on the secret wine, we award points. And if you don't remember, I'll remind you, they get 20 points. 20 points if they guess the correct varietal. Or if you're from West Virginia, the correct grape it's made from. You get 10 points for guessing where it's from. Now, where it's from is like Europe, USA, South America, Australia, New Zealand, clumped together. Europe, you know, continents, really, is what we're talking about. Then, if you can guess where it's really, really from, for instance, France, Italy, Spain, California, Washington, bigger chunks, states in the United States, countries in Europe and other continents. Australia would count as the same thing, once again. Then, further details. At that point, you guess the AOC, you guess the AVA, that can be... the oaking, it can be a multitude of things. It could be that it has an animal on the label, or maybe it doesn't. Well, you can't guess it doesn't have an animal on the label, because that's just, you know, that's a crapshoot. And then...
it's an idea.
It's bullshit. Pricing. If you get the pricing within $2, 10 points. If you get it within $5...
This is where I'm so bad.
5 points.
That's the hardest part, don't you think?
Further details,
I mean,
you get...
Varick?
If you get Vranic, you get 10 points for every further detail you get. So we add those all up, and if they get more than 70 points tonight, they
70.
Beat me. Yes, 70.
70?
I think it should be more than 44 points it's your birthday.
This is 88. This is a particularly easy wine.
Oh.
Very easy.
You're saying that too.
No, it's not Vranic. It's Vranic. Vranic adjacent. They only have so many Croatian wines. Remember, wine.com, they have shrunk their selection because all we can get is Ohio shit. You think there's Croatian wines available in Ohio unless I bought it someplace else? Nevertheless, they are going to try to guess it. I am going to try to vex them as best I can. So, we're going to take a break, and then we'll get right back here for the competition on the Wine Vault. Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So, in the glass, we have a red wine, in case if that helps you. It's a red wine. I'll give you a clue.
That Steve's narrows not here it tonight. Down so much for us.
Thank you so much.
This is going to be a walk in the park. Whoa.
I'm thirsty. I've been out in the sun all day. Henry's soccer team had a glorious tournament victory. They won the whole tournament. And we were outside most of the weekend, so I'm parched.
You're like gulping water.
I am. I've been out in the wind and the sun and the cold and the heat.
The rain.
That's a big deal. It was the first weekend travel tournament.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Stayed in a
hotel room.
Stayed in a dreary inn.
They're not bad.
They're not good either.
It wasn't bad.
No, it was fine. It's Middletown. Was it Middletown? Is that where we were?
Yeah, don't give any other details.
No. They have a mire there, but the mire is just like the mire that was on Bryce Road.
Oh.
Then. They haven't updated it. Nobody told them that they remodeled all the Meijers. That's the last
Rob
one.
I had to go to Meijer for a couple of things, but one of them was that I've forgotten socks for Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
And so Maggie wore these, I don't even know what brand socks.
Well,
unwashed from Meijer.
I forgot to take underwear. So I wore the same pair of underwear. I'm still wearing that. I washed them every night in the bathroom sink with body wash and dried them.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yes, I did. I'm not going to wear dirty underwear.
Scott's like, I don't know if I want to know any more details about this.
You have
weekend.
The most disgusted look on your face right now.
And Becky prefaced this by no more details, and then you go directly to body wash in your underwear.
Hey, what am I going to use? Well, she did bring a detergent stick, but never told me. Whatever
I
that
forgot.
Is.
A detergent stick? That's not going to help you.
Yeah, no, it's a detergent soap bar thing. It would have helped.
I use body wash.
Which is fine.
You're going to chafe.
No, it was okay.
Oh, you're going to chafe.
I haven't.
Yet.
No. You just put a lot of lotion all over your balls. I'm sorry.
Stop.
You lube them up. They're shiny. Anyway, in the glass.
This is what we deal with, folks. So the other thing that the Drury has is they have like a free bar.
Well, they have a free bar / buffet.
Yeah,
every night.
Yeah.
So one of the guys in our group made himself a homemade margarita with a Mountain Dew and tequila. And I was like, how is it? And he was like, free.
Yeah. I don't think
Doesn't that sound awful?
I had Liberty Creek. Like I had Liberty Creek Cabernet.
Okay.
In a plastic cup.
Okay.
It's better than 19 Crimes.
And do you know what,
Rob? It's a lot better than 19 Crimes.
It is a lot better than 19
Crimes. One of my dad's favorites.
It was not awful. The other thing that Rob did was he bought himself a wine glass.
Yes. Because it's a stemless. It was at Kroger for $1.60.
And listeners, you might be like, oh,
were
maybe
there two?
Yeah. Nah. Listeners might be like, did the Triple B not go? Oh, no, the Triple B did go. But Rob only bought himself a wine glass.
You didn't get a wine glass.
No, and it was, again, like he said, $1.60.
And Scott, I'm going to
offer
to
use said stemless glass?
He came back, and all of a sudden he's drinking out of a glass, and I was drinking out of a plastic cup.
No, you weren't. I just bought a half bottle of wine.
And guess how much of that I had?
A sip. And it was Pinot. Don't care. Great hair. Don't care. Well, not average hair. Don't care. Okay. In the glass.
Old man's hair.
Yeah.
Do you see how quickly he changed the subject, Scott?
He tried.
You know.
Once again, I drank out of my plastic cup.
Good for you.
It's appalling.
This wine is pretty in the glass.
Dark.
My first thought before we have a drink or anything, Scott, is that because it's Rob's birthday, I'm thinking it's not going to be pig slop.
Well, heck, do you think for a second that he didn't not pull something out special?
Yeah. So, and that makes it harder, though, you know?
Well, particularly because he's prevaricating and say, oh, this is easy. Yeah. And normally, I would pick something special out for my birthday. But what he didn't say is I didn't do that this year. He tried to suggest he didn't do that.
Every day can be my birthday. Let's be frank.
What?
What?
I can treat myself anytime I want. Got a little Napa Nook.
With the lotion and the body wash.
The lotion especially.
and wearing the same undies for several days on end.
I don't even have to call myself in the morning.
Oh, Lord. Except that wasn't in character. That was you honestly chuckled at that comment.
Yes, I was.
Now you're giggling about it.
Tim Atkins' laugh worked for it. I'll tell you what, boy. You get some of that. Never mind.
What? Lotion? Oh. Lotion.
You know, if you do that, but you wear sweatpants and no underwear, everyone can tell that you've lubed yourself up. Makes a sightful mess. Oh.
Wilford, maybe you're using too much lotion.
I used a whole tub of Vaseline.
God.
It was very squishy.
Wouldn't that be sticky?
Vaseline?
A whole tub of it?
Do you mix your Vaseline with something else? Mine's very squishy. Here, look, reach down my pants. You'll find out.
Can you save that for the next episode?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I can.
Thanks for that.
All right, in the glass, it does look proper.
It's dense, dark.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's really dark.
These are proper cab glasses?
Mm-hmm.
They are proper cab glasses, but they could be many things.
It's very dark, which is...
wonderful.
Is that Petite Sirah? It's the darkest one.
You guys always guess Petite Sirah.
I don't know. I don't think that's what it's going to be predominantly. I just think it's going to be a blend with Petite Sirah.
That's what Scott always says. Let him say that. You're stealing his thunder.
No, she can listen. She's a free person. She doesn't have to listen to you mansplain to her.
She thinks I'm going to.
I don't need to listen to you with three day old underwear. Explain to me why.
That's true.
Saturated with lotion and body wash.
Yeah, true. No, the underwear aren't saturated with lotion.
Okay. Taste?
Just
my testicles. What's on the nose? There's blackberry.
Mm. Yes.
But then there's a little strip of cedar in the back.
One strip.
Right.
I like it for that.
Yeah.
Something woody. Cedar. Mm. Oh, yeah.
No. That's correct.
I like it.
It is correct.
It is correct.
Cocked.
That's why I said it was correct. Mm. You're right.
A little.
It's not a competition, Becky. Oh, wait a minute. It is.
Fantasy licorice thing.
Any floral elements does anybody smell?
I didn't. But I'll go back in.
Guess if you want there to be.
I know. I don't. But I mean, but the reviews seem to think so.
Oh, really? Like what?
Floral notes. I'm not going to be specific. That would narrow it down.
You should read the review, but not telling us the score.
I reviewed one. It so I smell many things, and part of it is Wilford's.
What did so? Our first night at this tournament, we picked up O'Charley's because it was like in the parking lot of the hotel.
Yeah,
you know.
It's usually fine.
It's not.
Also, though, we had only chains to choose from. So, like, what are you going to do? Anyways, one of the things that O'Charley's has now is chicken with peach chutney.
Oh, yes. What? That's the wrong chutney. What's wrong with those sons of bitches? You put mango on that, son of a bitch.
It's Middletown, Ohio, Wilford. They use peach.
No, it's mango chutney.
So the other funny thing, though, is on that menu.
Mm.
Sorry, every
that is an O'Charley's menu. Yes,
every single thing you wanted, you could also get it as a combo with chicken tenders.
So they're really into their chicken tenders.
Everything
they're into their chicken tenders. You know what Henry got? Chicken tenders.
You could
get
like salmon and chicken tenders, ribs and chicken tenders. Like
you could get a chicken tenders meal, or you can get a chicken tenders appetizer, which are just the chicken tenders without a side.
And a kid's meal of chicken tenders.
What?
It was so funny.
You know what? I think I'm going to get an appetizer of chicken tenders. No, you don't. You know why? That's a meal.
Well, no, you can get chicken tenders as an appetizer.
You can. You shouldn't.
It's a whole chain of chicken tender places.
Yes, but that's their menu. You go to King's Chicken. You're not getting the chicken tenders as an appetizer unless, well, you know.
You know.
You're a bit of a tugboat, is all I'm saying. Okay.
A tugboat.
Okay, let's go in on this.
A coxswain.
Coxswain?
That's the person that goes out in the boat to bring the boat into harbor. It's a coxswain's
man. Strangely enough.
They don't
enough.
Use a tugboat, but they use a vessel to get to the big boat.
Strangely enough, I was at this club and it was called the Blue Velvet. And they had a cock swing, but it was different. You got in the swing, and I was in my...
Wilford.
What?
Cock swain.
No.
Cock swain.
Oh, not a cock swing. Oh.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh. Well, I never was much of a sailor. Yeah. So let's move on. All right, let's drink.
Wilford.
Here we go.
Becky, did you go in for the black licorice too?
There it is, right on the tip. Something else there, but I'm not going to say what it is.
I think it's a floral element.
It's not a floral element. There's no floral. There is. I smell it.
If there's something else that you pulled out, it's your duty in this game to properly share that, wine guy.
Well, I will forward you a question each.
Forward?
I will afford you a question each. You can each ask me a question.
That's all I got. I'll tell you what, I really like this.
I know you do.
I wish I knew what it was.
I'll tell you eventually. Becky, do you like it?
It's fine.
Chewy tannin.
Mm-hmm.
The finish is, I don't want to say it's a bit of an oddball, but there's this delayed not a Merlot-like washing of the mouth. It's just in the very back of your palate that you get that dry wash.
Right.
And it's just in one spot on the back of my tongue. Mm. Not the roof of my mouth, not the entire tongue. That's unique.
What country are you thinking? I'll let you
Mm-mm.
first.
Mm-mm. No. You share, because a country's not popping to mind.
I am fairly confident it is an American cap.
I like it.
You like that?
Well.
I think there might be something like a Petit Sirah or something else in there, but I think it is predominantly cap.
Hmm. Yeah, it... This reminds me of a Napa cab.
Yeah.
It just does.
Yeah.
Now, we could be wrong and it could be somewhere else, but
here, so I am fairly confident it is a Napa cab also. However, is there any chance that this could be from South America?
So...
I think there's there's sure. also a pepper on the end.
Okay, yeah, sure. Something like that. Not quite black pepper, like a white pepper or a...
Yep. A review did mention black pepper.
Nice. Back to the query. South Africa, possibly.
Yeah.
But when I think South African cabs, if he's going to go straight forward, I would think it would have a French influence.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. So do I like this for a French influence South American or a Cali cab?
I know.
I like it for the Cali cab.
Yeah. Okay. I do too.
We're set on cab. I got to go with it because when you said that, it's like bang, 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 bang. And that's when my mind went Napa.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also had a couple recently, including that Mount Veeder. And it demonstrates that purple fruit. What about the berry? Let's talk about this more rather than trying to guess out what it is.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy the minerality.
Okay, tell me all the way
through the
middle.
No, I can't through give the you middle? Too much. Yeah, through the entire mid palate. It's so well defined. It's actually an intricate wine, in my opinion. It has weight. It's medium bodied.
Yes.
But at the same time, there's little subtle nuances and pops, although it's all kind of the same thing. And then it kind of, then the oak kind of creeps out at the end and extends the finish. And I like that. I could say more, but then I would be revealing.
It's a little disjointed, the finish. I'm not saying the wine's disjointed. It's just, it's not this wine that has a normal transition to the finish. It's like, there's a bit of a pause and then the finish starts.
That would be true.
The minerality. I'm going to go back in. I'm missing that. Becky, minerality.
Mm-mm. I am unable to find that. Mm. And normally I can find that and it's off-putting to me, but mm-hmm. I cannot.
Distinct? Like,
if anybody wants to know the dumbest review, there is a dumb review.
Read the dumb review.
A smooth, jammy palate.
A smooth, jammy palate?
Jammy. I would not call this wine jammy. It's not lean, mind you, but it's not jammy either.
It's dense. Fruit.
The
dark fruit is very dense. Black currant.
Definitely. A blackberry. Your black currant, blackberry, those black fruits. Mm-hmm. With
what are your thoughts on
chocolate in the mid palate, but not, it's more of a baker's chocolate, dark chocolate, not a milk chocolate or a creamy chocolate.
And maybe that's where you're seeing the minerality.
I think a little of it's mixed in there with the oak tingling through.
Like,
Bo had tucked a bone on the back of the couch and just went and got it.
Why wouldn't he? He's a you know, he's like a little raccoon, only big and hairy. It smells bad.
Yeah, and hopefully without the rabies.
I don't know. He could bite you. We'll find out.
No. So like a gunpowder?
No.
I'm not getting it.
Well, it's not cordite.
What is
it? It's right there in the mid. It's more of a general. It's not quite metallic, but it's going down through that realm.
I don't know if that's a bone or if he found a stale piece of pizza from the boys.
Oh, that's possibly true. Well, he's cleaning
it.
Yeah, that'd be something William stuck up there. Yeah, just a little bit of a twinge of a product of the oak, though, because I don't believe it's not. I'm not talking about. Although, let me think about this for a second. Because I don't even know if it's on oak. What did I say that for? If it isn't, stainless steel. I think we all know there's a little bit of oak in there, but that's okay.
There is oaking. That was the other thing I was going to bring up in our quest to discover where it is from. To me, it tastes like American oak, but what are your thoughts? It's not...
I don't have that. I couldn't pull that out. French oak, American oak.
Oh, okay. Now the nose is revealing a little bit of the floral elements. It's some. It's not. I want to say violet, but it's not quite that. It's more of a. It just is a floral, a slight floral element that is nondescript.
I tried to eat a piece of cheese to clear my mouth out a little bit. Mm. It is a slightly tannic wine,
mm-hmm.
especially at the finish. It's a bit drying.
Mm-hmm. But how about all that tobacco?
There's some tobacco. I know we're both like...
He's being an F right now. Yep.
Don't you taste the rose water?
I don't.
I'm sure James wrote that somewhere, but it's still wrong. You know?
I'm locked in for the cab.
Yeah.
Same. He's just, you know, and we could be dead wrong. But okay. The thing that's making me squirrely is it's not the biggest bodied, but it has a cabish mouthfeel to me.
Yeah.
I love the mouth. Probably the mouthfeel of this is my favorite thing about it. I do like that oddball finish. I wouldn't say it has a lot going on, but it's really well put together. It's just that
it's got a lushness, a freshness, a vibrance. We love vibrant things, you know.
Yeah, but the way it finishes, where there's that little pause before the finish starts, and then it's that little astringency. It's kind of nice. It's not the longest finish. Good tannic structure.
That's true. It doesn't have a super long finish. That is a very accurate statement.
Locked into the cab?
Yeah, I am.
It rang a bell for me. Now, maybe it was just your power of suggestion, but it fits.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
The thing that I'm concerned about is, you know, we went to Napa. It's not the biggest Napa cab, if that is what it is.
Well... I mean, I'm thinking Napa's a big place, and there are variants that are here and there. I mean, think about when we did this before, the Clos de Vaux, their SLV. I mean, it had almost a Bordeaux structure, and really did. And the way that oak's coming through on the mid palate and whatnot, it kind of emulates a little bit of a minerality, but it's more of an oaking type thing, I do believe. But it was very similar in that, and that was, I mean, that was probably a little more softer and harmonious, but that was a very expensive wine too. And I don't know how much this one costs, so, you know,
in my mind, I was a little bit going through some other varietals that it could be, like the same way that I was trying to decide. I don't think this is South American either, but in the same way, like, just trying to think of things that I sometimes get tripped up on, you know? And the only, the other thing, which I do not think it is, but the black pepper was a little bit like, I don't know. That was just like a hallmark where I'm like, is this something else? Is it not? And I tried to do a couple of sips pretending like it was like maybe a Tempranillo just to throw us off.
Okay.
And I don't think that either, though. I've still come back to cab.
Yeah. But, I mean, you could call this a Tempranillo and describe it as such. And if you'd have said that first, maybe I'd have gone with that. But as soon as you said cab, I said, little Napa profile. It just fit.
Yeah.
But...
I don't think it's a Tempranillo. Based off the oaking... There's not really, I don't think it's big enough for a Tempranillo. Like,
it's not the right color.
There's that too, but I don't know. Tempranillos to me sometimes are like
they're not purpley, like this.
Are like a flashier than a cab. This is like a broodier wine. I don't know if that makes a lot of sense. I just feel like Tempranillos are more like a firework, and cabs are more like a bonfire.
Okay.
Protocolo is good.
No, it's lovely.
So you're going Cabernet Sauvignon?
I'm in.
Where's it from?
Napa.
Cali?
Napa.
Cali. Napa. Anything further? You're going to say Rutherford? Or?
No.
No, you're not going to. No.
I mean, I think it's American oaked.
American oak.
What do we think the price point is?
Okay, do you think it's special or not?
I don't know.
Do you have any further details aside from American oak? You don't lose points.
Do you like it for a blend? Do you like it for
a little kiss of this?
And you guys haven't asked me any questions yet.
We don't need your stupid questions.
I do think it has Petit Sirah in it, based off of the coloring.
It'd be a little unusual combination. Unless it's got other things, too.
Yeah, no, I think so, too. I don't know what the other one would be.
Trust me,
would you say?
There's some wineries that go, what? That's unusual? We do that shit all the time.
I honestly have no concept of what's unusual or not anymore because we've drank so much shit
on
the show.
We drank so much unusual shit.
Man, so, I wouldn't blend Cab and Petit Sirah, but that doesn't stop some jackasses from doing it.
But do you all know what I'm saying, though.
Oh,
I was trying to think of what else there could be in it.
Cougar piss. No.
There's
no
cougar piss. I mean...
I'm going to go $40.
So I'm a little bit struggling on the price point, too, because I think that the wine guy could either be like, this is an $80 bottle of wine, or this is a $20 bottle that drinks like a $50 bottle.
Or it's a $30 bottle that drinks. No.
That's why I went $40, because I'm feeling like this is something he pulled out. Mm. It's his birthday.
Look at this. Bo just lost hair.
I saw that, too.
It's a lock of Bo's hair. How did that do? So you're going to say $40?
I think that's high.
Then I got high, and then I got high.
I am a big fan of the pepper at the end of this, though. The
You am a fan? You like it? I like it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go $30, then.
Okay.
So let's talk our way through this one more time.
Yeah.
Not for the guessing game. We're done with the guessing game. 14.2% alcohol. Totally out of my bullet. What do you think about the front palate? Describe the front palate. Open discussion.
Oh, you want me?
You can play.
I could reveal, then we could do that.
What did you say for the ABV?
14.2.
Because a lot of things are 0.2. That's good, though.
The front palate. What do you think? Describe the front palate in your own words, wine guy.
Well, I did say, I mean, blackberry, black currant, not cassis. The oak that kicks in there with the tannins and the astringency almost gives it a little bit of a, almost a touch of a kiss of tar. Not in a bad way. It's a kiss of tar, but then that softens and then goes into the dark chocolate. So it's like the Hershey's Special Dark, which is just Hershey's chocolate tastes bad, but, it does that. Then it trickles into and matriculates down. And all that's left is the bit of oak that kind of extinguishes in the finish. And I think there's always a little bit of acidity cleaning it up. Just a little bit.
A little bit at the end, I was going to say. Yeah. And the mouthfeel is...
It's the best part.
It wants to be almost... You're drawing air on it. And yeah. The mouthfeel starts as soon as you let it go.
Uh-huh.
It's with the front palate. And it's almost headed towards, at first you're like, oh, this is going to go syrupy, but it doesn't.
And that all that, just a touch of acidity gives a little bit of just, in my opinion, I don't think I saw this in any reviews, but in my opinion, just a kiss of strawberry across the whole thing.
Hmm.
Just a kiss.
Okay.
Just like, that was a good sound effect, actually. Oh, yeah.
You're still thinking about the lotion in your...
Yeah. Oh, you'll find out later.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. Find
out later. That's right. You're going to find out later.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yes.
It's not that kind of birthday party.
Yeah, are you sure? My last
birthday. I'm sure.
I've had 472 birthdays. Oh, I loved every one of them.
You like the Highlander, don't you?
Yes. The Toyota Highlander. It's very effective.
No,
there's a third row, you know. It's a stow and go.
I'm sure you know about the third row of the Highlander.
Yes, that's true. Is that some sort of sexual innuendo? I don't understand. The third row. Oh, I get it. You're coming on to me again, aren't you?
Oh, Lord.
I'm not into that.
I'm sure.
No. On the nose, the one thing, and since I think I should reveal what everything is, don't you think?
Let's play.
Okay, let me tell you. You have achieved a wonderful... Do you want to know how many points you got, or would you like me just to go through it all?
No, tell us how many points.
You got 5.
just $30.
Just the 5. Well, it's actually
$25.99. I'm laying my head up against my microphone.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay, so...
I'm not proud to lose.
First of all, the varietal.
Okay.
You had half of it right. It is Cab, but it's Cab Franc, not Cabernet Sauvignon.
What?
Oh, it's an easy one.
Yes.
It's a Cab Franc.
It's Cab Franc.
I'm so shocked because it's not upsetting my stomach. I'm shocked.
Because that's a myth. That's why I did this. It's also not from California. It's from Argentina. It's
I said it and but I dismissed it.
I know you
well,
did.
Well, but we were also thinking it was Cab Sauvignon.
Oh.
Well, at least you got some of the name right. Which
we
means
we should have just said Cab.
It's 15.
Did we ever say Cabernet Sauvignon? I think we just said Cab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 15 months on French oak.
We actually, I believe, should get 10 points for getting Cabernet.
And it's 13.5% alcohol. And it's the El Amigio Cab Franc.
Very nice.
Cab Franc.
How much was it?
$25.99. And now the reviews.
What is
El Amigio? It's that.
No, but I was. I heard you say that, and I'm looking at the label.
Okay.
But I was wondering about the if those are animals on the front or if they're like sea monsters. I can't tell.
If you would have said animals, I mean, I would have given you either way.
From the label, Adriana Catena, historian and vintner. Alejandro Vigil is a winemaker. At the end of the journey, we remember only one battle, the one we fought against ourselves, the original enemy, the one that defined us.
And Scott and I...
Rob was fighting a battle of his own this weekend with body wash, lotion, and reusable underpants.
That's true. No, Scott and I absolutely love the Chardonnay. I bought another bottle of that this weekend.
Very nice.
We absolutely, and that's the one Chardonnay that we love more than anything in this world. And so trying the Cab Franc was just the next thing. It was that or the, you know, the Malbec. This is 92% Cab Franc, 8% Malbec, by the way. So there's also the Bonardo, but that's not really fair. You guys never had Bonardo before.
I don't know why you had any sense of what was fair and what wasn't fair.
I wanted to sneak a Cab Franc by you.
This is an easy one.
I didn't say it was easier than Vranic.
In the sense that we've heard of
I thought
Cab
you,
Franc before.
Well, you've heard of Cab, well, yeah. And you've heard of El Enemigo before. So, and you've heard of Argentina before and you've hated it. No. I thought you guys were doing quite well, and I do think you guys did quite well because I can see why you would get to where you got. Now, Yeah, I really do. Well, the Napa, there are Napas that there are Napa cabs that kind of taste like this.
Well, on the giveaway.
They're not good ones, but they taste like this.
No, I mean, not true.
Well, I know. The ones that don't, they go old school. Old school rustic things, I think, could taste a little bit like this in certain lean years.
You get that. In some of the Napas, there's that hint of like an Amador Zin, hint of like a little port kind of thing going on it. And that's what this made me think of, that style of Napa. Mm. But it's the body. It should have been the giveaway, and I was...
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't come back to something else. I just couldn't come up with something else. I just thought it was maybe one that had sat for a little bit. That's why I thought $40, something he put back. He was pulling a ringer on us, and he pulled a ringer on us. But unlike when he's normally picking on me, this was definitely targeted your way, Trevor.
It was. Crosshairs, shots across the bow. Now, it's reviews. It got...
Because you don't like Cab Franc.
That's right. It got a 92 from the Wine Enthusiast.
They're very enthusiastic.
They were. And they said... Well, they said tart, spicy aromas of root berry fruits brightened by red currant set up a smooth, jammy palate that does not weigh too heavily. Peppery black fruit flavors are topped by toasty oak, while this expands on the finish with berry, spice, and chocolate notes, with herb hints coming in late. Drink through 2024. And then, yes, this is James Suckling. I provided this wine 93 of my points. And I wrote, this is such a delicious Cabernet Franc with blackberry and floral notes. Nobody noticed those. But on the nose and palate, which draw you in and make you, and invite you to drink.
I've been, like...
I draw people
really
in.
Really looking for that floral note.
Yeah, I draw people in and invite them to drink, and I slip something in their drink. And then...
MDA?
No. They end up in my freezer. That's all I can say. Medium-bodied.
James.
Round, creamy tannins and a delicious finish, just like me. The use of the whole berries really makes this...
Berries?
That's all I got.
The use of the whole berries?
The whole berries. Well, whatever. Then Robert Parker. He provided it, or, well, whoever works for him, 93. So, 293 is a 92. Okay. And then he wrote, this expressive and elegant 17 Elemigio Cab Franc has some 8% Malbec in the blend. It's a subtle red with nuance and detail, very harmonious, aromatic, even floral with spicy
very
character.
Harmonious.
Yes. Character on the finish. This palate is medium-bodied, the tannins are very fine, and there's moderate alcohol and very good freshness and harmony. He likes to say harmony. This matured in oak fondures for more than 15 months.
I tell you, this is...
Fodors, I'm sorry.
This is good. We should have scored this before you reveal.
Yeah, we should have done that. You're right.
That's true, because now you give it a 10. Nevertheless, folks, we're going to take a break.
I give it a 3.
I know. You know, you're giving me a 3.
Hey, you're going to varietal...
Bias.
Varietalists. You're such a varietalist.
You should give it more points because it's Cab Franc. But anyway, we're going to take a break. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, on tonight's potpourri, it's my birthday, so they want to celebrate me. And they've provided me a gift, I think. Probably because they're so thankful of the last game we played.
You get your gift from Triple B tomorrow, but you already know what that is.
He already got he already got a little bit of a gift.
That's right.
This is. I was thinking about a bottle of wine to get you, and I knew right away what I was going to do. It's one of my favorite bottles, and you like it too, but you're too you to get it for yourself. So
Scott's admiration for me.
Okay, here we go.
Heavy.
This is one of my favorite bottles of wine.
Oh, dude, that's lovely. It is a Turley White Coat.
That's a nice
beautiful
gift.
Thank you.
It's one of my favorites.
Well, it's lovely.
It's a French style white wine blend.
It's a California emulation of a white Chateauneuf du Pape.
Yep. And fantastic. And every year it's just better and better and better.
And it weighs 85,000 pounds.
But it's everything we like about French style wines, minerality, expressions of floral elements, and body.
It is quite good. Quite good. Quite good.
And it's why we love Turley.
Mm-hmm. I know. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's delicious.
We'll have to drink that sometime.
I have to set it back.
Well, yeah, we will.
It's, you know, I'm holding them now.
I'm
not consuming any of them.
Those would be lovely in 3 to 4 years.
And I think that's what they recommend. I think 3 to 5.
Mm-hmm. I would think something around those. Let it mellow. Let it really meld. Then you're going to have something delicious. But that's what it's for.
Yep.
Great wine.
Big, open, bulbous glass.
Oh, okay. I didn't know where you're going. Yeah, we can definitely do that. Yeah. Now, I was at Jungle Jim's yesterday with Henry. We went through there.
Jungle Jim's a food and...
It's the biggest wine selection in the state of Ohio.
They sell more wine than anybody in Ohio.
Anybody.
Two locations?
On. Yes.
Before we... I need to tell you two things before he tells you anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, he left me in the car with a pissed Maggie for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I would love something chocolate. If it has caramel in it, that's great.
I did it.
There was a smoothie. They've put a Smoothie King in the parking lot. So I drove through and got him this cold brew keto smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it was good.
It was good.
I got Henry like a kid's strawberry banana milkshake thing. Do you know what Rob picked out for me?
Exactly what she asked for.
I had been in the car, Scott, for an hour with a screaming Maggie, and I had picked out very customized, nice things.
Delicious things.
And they were in this huge store with unlimited options.
It's amazing options, folks.
Yeah.
Do you know what he got me?
I'm so thoughtful.
Don't say anything, Rob. I want Scott to guess.
A Twix.
No. A Milky Way.
It's caramel and chocolate.
Something he could have gotten at a gas station.
You could have got a Ghirardelli chocolate with sea salt caramel.
You were so close.
I mean, he could have got you a Ghirardelli.
That's better. Milky Ways are better.
Henry, no, though, not. Didn't want to go because he was really tired. But then he got a gummy pizza.
Which is gross.
It's disgusting. Gummy sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Even more disgusting.
Gummy tacos for his brothers. Which was also disgusting.
But it's very thoughtful.
They're very happy. They're really happy.
And I got a bottle of Napanook.
And I got a Milky Way.
Yes. Dominus Napanook. Yeah. I got a Ramy Claret.
And what'd you get, Peggy?
I got a Milky Way.
Yeah.
Was it melted?
Shockingly, no. I can't believe it. But I did get a Milky Way.
Yeah.
We could have just gone to the Speedway down the road and got it.
Yes.
But it's fine.
No, not really.
I got the El Amigio Chardonnay. And I got... a couple bottles of the Garage Company Pais that we like that much and so much.
If you were getting a gas station,
you're not going to let that go, are you?
What would be your top two?
Oh, I'm a
Clark Bar, Charleston Chew.
What's the dark chocolate version of the Mounds Almond Joy. It's Mounds, right? It has the dark chocolate.
And do you like the one with the almonds in it?
Yeah.
I think that's the Almond Joy.
It,
yeah.
But that isn't dark chocolate, does it? One of them has the dark chocolate. That's the one I like.
That's Mounds.
No, Mounds doesn't have almonds in it, though. Well, Mounds has nuts, doesn't have nuts. Almond Joy does.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
My first choice would be a
that's
Snickers.
Right. I sometimes I don't.
My first choice would be a Snickers.
You like Snickers.
My second choice would be, I don't think I can have them anymore. Milky it would be 100 way? Grand. Oh. 1,000 grand.
I thought you were going to say 100 grand. I thought you were going to say Milky Way.
No. Mm-mm. Oh. If I was picking a Milky Way, my top choice would be that midnight one.
Oh.
I don't know the midnight one.
It's dark chocolate.
There's a dark chocolate Mounds. That's, but she'd certify.
But yeah. And then you midnight know what I would one. Pick over a regular Milky Way?
What's that? What's that?
Like a Reese cup.
You know, they had all those foreign sections. I should have got you some chocolate in the foreign sections, but, you know.
Oh, like a Ghirardelli? You know, they have a delicious sea salt caramel dark chocolate Ghirardelli. Delicious.
Yeah, they might have had that.
Delicious. It's really not a gas station one. Back in the day, you'd find them fairly regularly. But Toffifei's, do you remember Toffifei's?
I think so. Is that like a Coffee-fei?
Toffifei had a hazelnut on it.
Hazelnut.
They were little half circles in a, like four of them in a container, like
I
a candy bar wrapper.
That.
Yeah, they were delicious. Hazelnuts just delicious.
Yeah. So are Milky Ways.
But I'm not a big chocolate bar, candy bar person, but
I always like Mars bars.
What would be your top two candy bars?
Whatchamacallit.
Oh, those are good.
Mars bars.
Whatchamacallits are really good.
Then Milky Way, of course. That's right.
Death's not going to come fast enough.
At least it wasn't a Three Musketeers.
There's something very. The truth is, I probably now would just go old school and go Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And I just like a good Hershey bar with nuts.
Yeah, with almonds, those are good.
Mm-hmm.
But as a rule, I'm more of a dark chocolate person.
Yeah.
I love all the candies you can get at the Trader Joe's checkout line, including delicious sea salt caramel dark chocolate.
They had none of that. All they had were Milky Ways.
At Jungle Gyms.
Nothing else.
Right.
Nothing.
Of course.
Nothing.
You had to leave the store
the
and go somewhere else
like
to buy the Milky
from
Way.
Trader Joe's. It's a gas station. Is it the... Jesus. Almond butter?
No.
What is it? Is it like a faux Reese's?
Oh, they do make that. Yeah, you like that.
No, you. What's the one you pick up? I think it's the faux Reese's.
Oh.
I swear, I think it's a dark chocolate with almond butter.
It might be. Oh, yeah. We've had those. Those are good. I got those for you, though. And the Milky Way. So, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault. Back, folks. So, the 2017, I do believe, El Enemigo
Cabernet Franc. We should have rated it before we.
Yeah, I know we should have. We're going to go around the room, and we're going to start off with Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
I'm going with a 90, folks. I like this. I said it starts with a 9, a 90, and my range would be 89 to 91. I really like this. I think it's really well done. That kiss them all back. I think that's likely what gives it a little more of the. I think it just adds to the backbone of the wine. Mm-hmm. Not surprised by the lower ABV. That's Cab Franc.
Yes, it is.
It's just a wonderful expression of an underappreciated varietal that we've had a couple pretty decent ones now.
We've had some couple really good ones.
And didn't we have?
It's just a
Did we do a domestic Cab Franc that wasn't bad? Didn't we do something like a New York Cab Franc or maybe a Virginia Cab Franc?
It was Wagner.
Right. Yes. Yes.
And Becky liked that too.
And
which one?
Wagner.
The upstate New York.
You're right.
It was good. Now, it was simple, straightforward, but there's nothing wrong with simple, straightforward wines, folks.
No.
Now, this is beyond that. This is. I'm going to say it. This has mouthfeel. When I was playing, when you were playing the game and you were pointing out that it's medium bodied, not full bodied, so it wasn't a cab, I was thinking, could this be some kind of Turley that you've set back and it's leaned out a little bit because of the mouthfeel?
Maybe Duarte.
I'd
have to buy Duarte.
But this has a mouthfeel.
You know,
this is a Cab Franc and it has a mouthfeel.
They have an ultra premium Cab Franc, El Emigio, and it's $134, I think. Or $124, yeah.
Not thinking I'm ready to step up that much for a Cab Franc.
And I'll go next, folks. I'm also going to provide this wine 90 of my points.
We're just skipping the triple B.
No, you're going next.
We're giving you time. This is an emotional thing for you, let's be honest. You don't like Cab Francs, and now you do.
Yeah, the mouthfeel, but when you add in the little pops.
He does it to me, too.
Yes. It's such a lovely little drink.
I think this is maybe the second time ever I've not gone first.
I know. And well, how often have you gone last? But you've been the headliner. 20. See what I just did? But a lovely drink. Well done, really. I mean, but El Emigio, we have realized they are legit. They are legit. What would you say? They're a premium producer. I mean, their Chardonnay is, Scott and I gave it 93s, for Christ's sake. It was a triumph of epic proportions. This is an extremely good, strong product. I'm sure their Malbec is good, but we've drank so many Malbecs.
Yeah.
For me, I said, you know what? An Argentinian Cab Franc. I know exactly what to do with an Argentinian Cab Franc.
Make it the mystery wine.
Yes.
Some bitch.
Because you would never drink it ordinarily. You'd be like, no. But I thought you might like it. And if you were going to like it, obviously we can't get the, El Sout, whatever that was.
We can't get
any of the Loire stuff anymore. It's gone. But I could get this, and if you're ever going to like a Cab Franc, I'm here to convert people. Convert people to say, no, not sane, to different wines. I'm here to save, there are varietals that aren't worth saving. But if I can...
Not in your eyes.
Rehabilitate.
Well, you don't like Syrah.
I like Syrah.
You're a Syrah snob.
I'd like Syrah. I don't like good Syrah. I don't like bad Syrah, but, I don't like rosé.
Say Shiraz.
Shiraz.
Say it. Say it.
All right.
Say it like you mean it.
Sometimes Shiraz can be a little bit too... A little... But that's okay. Not a huge fan of Pinotage, but, whatever. Okay. But now over to the Triple B.
Yep.
Oh.
So... On one hand, it's been a good weekend. Big victory... Mm. Oldest boy child, the star.
Oh, by the way, 88 to 90 on my range, though.
He's Russian judge.
88 to what?
90. That's right.
The Durham's boy was the hero, was carried off the field to chants of his name. I have video proof of this, I saw. But there's the Milky Way debacle. Disappointment.
That is not the wine's fault.
It's your fault.
I didn't make the wine.
It's your fault.
You're hurting other people and their children.
No, you're hurting. And
this is a generational issue where you're.
He should stop talking.
Where you could destroy a whole family.
So
I'm destroying the family.
No, she could.
With your review. Wait, what?
Tens of people listen to this show, and
there's the Milky Way debacle. There's the wine glass debacle.
That should not reflect on this wine.
And then you tricked her into liking Cab Franc.
You're so
this
right,
is a
Scott.
Difficult no, weekend.
I'll slow down. I don't know that she necessarily likes Cab Franc. That's for her to say one way or the other. So,
you're not wrong, though, Scott, that there was the wine glass debacle and the Milky Way debacle.
Oh, that's true. I like to think more of the Milky Way affair. There's no affair, but you know what I mean.
He's... No, debacle.
Debacle.
Okay. I don't care.
Something else he did is...
Yeah.
Something else he did is at one point there was like a fountain drink situation in the lobby.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can get you shit.
And he brought himself a Diet Coke up to the room.
I said, do
you
want
one for you?
I asked him. I only have one hand.
And there's a very inappropriate lotion body wash situation.
Oh, no. I use two hands
shall
for
not
that.
Be named.
Double. Already too late.
Okay, so here's my review of the wine. I'm going to give it an 89. I enjoyed this drink very much, especially when I thought it was a Cab Sauvignon.
As did I.
Strangely enough, I put a fake label on. No, I didn't do that.
But it's a great drink. It's something that we didn't really talk about a lot is that it is super approachable.
I was thinking that as you said, it's a great drink. Mm-hmm. It's just so easy.
Yeah. It's a really, I am not a Cab Franc drinker, but I enjoyed it. The pepper was such a treat on the end. I really, really liked that. Mm-hmm. Not hugely bodied, but I think that's kind of what makes it more approachable. Mm-hmm. And I wonder now, like looking back, if we could have gotten anywhere else knowing that it wasn't a huge body, but at the same time.
Is it possible you'd have gone Cab Franc? I wouldn't
no,
have.
No.
No way. Mm-mm. He picked one that it's like never.
Yeah. But I would enjoy it. I would drink it again.
And for all the floral elements that was discussed, I just maybe on the nose.
Okay, they discussed it. Nobody else in this room found.
No, you discussed.
Why
discuss? Trying to bring it up,
but yeah, because they said it. I didn't smell anything. Well, there's a slight whiff, but I'm not going to write that down if I'm them. I mean, you know, that could have been something else in the room. I mean, Jesus, they are writing stereotypical Cab Franc things.
100%. They think it's there because it should be there, but it's not.
It's not there.
It's still really good.
Yes, but it ain't there, man. If it ain't there, don't write it. This is not floral. Yes, it is. No, it's not, James. You know it is floral. No, never mind. But still,
floral da.
What? Yeah. But great job. You know what, Amicio. Tip of the cap.
Oh, my Lord.
Two wines. Sure. This wine is going to be in a place of distinction. It's Hall of Fame-ish. Hall of Fame-light.
But...
Hey, 89 from Becky for a Cab Franc. That's Hall of Fame. That's like top shelf. It's a good wine.
Two really good wines for the price.
Yeah. It really was. Yeah, it's a good wine.
Take note of this maker. And give them a shot. Okay, yeah, if you're a $15 drinker, fine. But to try something a little different that is easy.
Yeah.
And
step it up.
It's worth the $25.
Oh, their stuff is great. Their Chardonnay is worth $70.
Well, how much was the Chardonnay? I think
$25.
25, same price point.
Yeah, I think sometimes you find it at $30. But it's worth 30. It's worth 70. It's that good.
It's
a $70-$80 Chardonnay. Mm-hmm. That's why Robert Parker gave it a 90. No, James gave it a 97.
Yeah, he's
we gave it a 93s.
And
but
what other whites have we given 93s? Oh, the
White Coat.
White Coat. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. It and the White Coat are the two highest scoring white wines we've ever had on the show.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's a handful of white wines we've had on the show, but still. Those are the highest ones. And there's a damn good reason for it. Although we like their Sauvignon Blanc, and we liked a lot of different things. But the Amicio is a winery to try all of their stuff. Go buy it after I buy mine. No,
if you're in a market.
But yeah.
Where you can put your hands on this at a fine wine shop, buy it all the time.
One caveat. You say, why isn't it rated higher? One reason is, this doesn't have any ageability. This is a drink now to the next couple of years. So there's no ageability here. Cab Francs typically aren't like that, unless they're French, and they're blent with Merlot and whatnot.
Could you sit this back a couple years? Probably.
Yeah, but that's more along the lines of I'm sitting it back because I just haven't gotten around to drinking it yet. So, you know, it's not I'm sitting it back because I'm aging it.
and it doesn't need it.
No, it's not structured for it. It's not designed for it. So
I would guess you might get a little more differentiation from the fruit, and maybe that minerality that you wanted to see would express a little differently.
It could lean it out too much, too. So.
It could lean it out too much. But I don't think you'd lose that wonderful mouthfeel. I don't think... I think the tannins could hold up a little bit. And the oaking... I don't know what's the best part of this wine. It's really well done.
It is. Well, nevertheless, folks. $290s in 89 for the Elemigio, which is still a tricky word to say. The Cab Franc. So bravo. Bravo to me because it's my birthday. Thank you, Scott, for my lovely present.
Yeah, well, hope you like it.
And thank you to all of you. And thank you to the Triple B.
For
putting up with your shit.
Thank you so much, Scott. Exactly.
And thank you to all of you for listening tonight. So, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B.
Don't forget Milky Way.
That's true. It's delicious. We're going to bid you adieu. But see you next time here on The Wine Vault. Good night.